You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
As you know, we're finishing the series called Abraham's School of Finance. Let's just recap. Okay, actually, there are three P's in this entire series. The first P is what we call as the promise. Everybody say the promise. The second, in order for you to receive the promise, you have to know the process. Okay? Kailangan daanan mo yung proseso. And then after you get the, you know the process, once you fulfill the process, that's the time that you will know the purpose. Everybody say purpose. Oh, so, ika nga, first, the promise. Next is the process. Third is the purpose. Let's talk about the promise. We open a series by sharing what God promised Abram. Abram on Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 and 3. Let's just me encapsulate it in very short. Ano yung promise? Number one, sinabi niya on verse 2 is, God has a covenant for you and me that He will make you to a great nation. So, ibig sabihin yan, God wants us to become great. Identity. Yung identity natin lahat dito. The reason why God created you and me is for us to become great. Would you all agree? That's the reason why if you are not really great in what you're doing, it means say you are not functioning by design. So, kung ikaw ay parating kulang, kung ikaw ay nahihirapan sa buhay, you're suffering at the same time, probably you are not functioning according to God's design. So, you just need to be reminded. Ultimately, all of us, our identity is to become great. Yan po yung talagang layunin. So, God does not create a nobody. He always create a somebody. God doesn't create a person of failure, but God create always a person of greatness. Would you all agree? Yes or no? Yan kailangan itanim po natin sa iisip natin. Yan po ang pangako, pinangako po ng Panginoon. Second, aside from greatness, God wants to bless us. Do you believe that God wants to bless us? Yes or no? So it means say, another covenant of His, yung pangako niya is prosperity. It is the will of God for us to live in prosperity. Not only emotionally, not only mentally, not only spiritually, not only physically, but even financially. Tama o mali? I have never seen someone na talaga gumanda ang buhay dahil walang pera. Uy, sarap ng buhay ko. Tingnan mo, walang-wala ako. Asa ka tingnan ako sa kariton eh. In order for you, whether you like it or not, part of what prosperity and living a comfortable life, you need what? Money. Agree? There's nothing wrong about money. So, yan ang kailangan natin matandaan. Package deal yan. Third promise of God is what? Ano yung ang promise niyan? The promise is he wants to make our name what? Great. Okay? So, the reason why God wants to make your name great, because there's one keyword there. The keyword is called influencer. Everybody say influencer. The reason why if your name is great, you'll become a consultant. You'll become an expert. Tama? So once you're an expert, people will come to you for consultation. Just like Abraham, people comes to him. Just like King Solomon, people comes to him because his name is great. Just like Joseph, in a time of famine, he has all the rice, he has all the wheat because you get it, he became an influencer. So you just need to be reminded. Lahat po tayo dito. Sabihin nyo lahat. All. All of us, God created us to become an influencer. If you are a student, God wants to make your name great so that you can be an influence to your campus. The reason why God place wants to make your name great in the workplace so that you can be an influencer in the workplace. He placed in government to become an influencer in the government. He placed me in media to become an influencer in what? On media. Would you agree? That's the destiny, again, a calling. And the reason why He wants to make us our name great is not for our own selfish purpose. The reason why, because He wants to bless other people through us. Amen? The reason why God wants to make our name great, we have a great destiny, God wants to prosper us, is not for our selfish reason. So that we can become a what? Generous person. So that we can practice the word called what? Generosity. Everybody say generosity. Generosity. Can you flash the next ano? Is that it? Nandyan? Okay. God wants to bless those. Okay. That's not the one. God wants to bless you and me so that we can become what? Generous. Everybody say generous. Yes. Not only that, God wants to bless those who bless you also. Yun din yun. Meron din isang pangako niyan. The reason why God wants to bless those who bless you because God also promised us favor. Everybody say favor. Meron tayong favor. When you say favor, even though, listen, who among you are a businessman inside this room? businessman. Even the economy is down, the competition is coming in. When you have the favor of God, your business will still prosper. Even though people will stop your promotion, but if you have the favor of God, your promotion will come and push through. Even though people will say, the economy is bad, I don't think this is the right time for you to start a business. If God's favor is upon you, God will still bless it. Amen? Because nothing can stop the favor of God. And not only that, on Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, it also made mention that God will curse those who curse you. That's also a covenant. Ano ibig sabihin yan? The word called protection. Everybody say protection. So once you're in covenant with the Lord, isa pa rin pangako niya sa atin, God will protect us. God will protect us from the pest. God will protect us from the devourer. God will protect us from pestilence. So you should not be afraid. Specifically, some people have that old mindset, nako, I don't want to be too happy. Kasi kung masyado ako masaya, I'm sure tomorrow I will be sad. Nako, I'm sure, no? Kunyari, masyado ako maraming pera. Ngayon, I'm sure mauubos din yan. Di ba naintindihan nyo? Some people have that mindset na talagang, hello, where what part of the Bible is that? What the Bible that I read says this, when God blesses you with something, He adds no trouble to it. Saan yung sinasabi na ano? Papabayaan ka ni Lord. Magkakasakit ka at mamamatay ka. No, God's protection is upon us. And the reason why God wants us to experience all of this is on the last verse, God will bless those, the whole world through what? Through you. It means say that we have a responsibility. Everybody say responsibility. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Okay? The responsibility. Ano po yung responsibility na pag-uusapan po natin? And it's a word called generosity. Everybody say generosity. That's on week one. The week two, we went through the process. And the first process is the word called stewardship. What do you mean by stewardship? When you say stewardship, you don't own it. Diba? Tayo po ay what we call as katiwala. We are just caretakers or managers. For me to have a better emphasis, can I borrow your cell phone, Pastor Mark? Sinong gusto magkaroon ng iPhone? Can I give it away? Can I have it raffled away? Yes or no? Yung mga iba, yes. The reason why I cannot give it away, sell it, because I don't own it. Yes or no? Before I can give it away or sell it, I have to ask what? Permission from the owner. The reason why I cannot give it away because I do not own it. So yun po ibig sabihin ng stewardship, caretaker. Whether you like it or not, listen to this. Once you think that you own something, it's so hard to return something if you feel that you own it. Tama? Mahirap magsoli ng isang bagay kung iniisip mo ikaw ay nagmimiari na nun. Tama o mali? Kailangan maalala po natin na hindi tayo nagmimiari ng ating kayamanan. And then very, very important here in this room, all of us inside this room, if you really want to understand the meaning of stewardship, marami kasi nagsasabi, nako, pag ako, nabigyan na ako ng siguro mas malaking sweldo, matututo na ako magbigay kay Lord. Pag ako, na-promote na ako, ganito, tsaka ako magbibigay kay Lord. Sabihin ko sa inyo, kung hindi ka marunong magbigay sa maliit, pagdating sa malaki, hindi ka rin marunong magbigay. It's an issue not about money, it's an issue of what? Stewardship. You want to become successful? Yes or no? God is not calling you to become successful in life. God is calling you only to be faithful in your life. Once you are faithful, God will make you successful. If you're faithful with the little things, success will come in. Kung hindi mo kayang palaguin kung ano meron ka nang maliit ka, sasabihin ko sa inyo, hindi mo rin kayang palaguin kung ano yung kung meron ka nang marami. So always remember, in the issue of stewardship, it's the issue of faithfulness. It's not an issue of how much you have or how much you do not have. Week 3, we talked about what? The process also. Another process in order for you to receive the blessings, the word called tithing. Everybody say tithing. Sa wikang Pilipino o Tagalog, ano sinasabi po natin? Ika po. Pero para sa iba po, ang tawag po doon, aray ko po, ayan naman po, yung basket po, umiikot po, sana lumagpas po. Kaya dipindi po, dipindi po rin po. Ang ibig po sabihin ng tithing is whatever you receive from the Lord. Amen? God owns everything, yes or no? If God owns everything, we own what? Nothing. If we own nothing, we are just what? Borrowing. If we're borrowing, you have to learn how to what? Return. Everybody say return. So technically, let's change our mindset. Never ever say and never ever think, pag ikaw ay nagbibigay ka ng ikapo, kung nagbibigay ka ng ikapo, nagbibigay ka. When you are returning your tithe, you are not giving. You are just technically returning. Why? You cannot give what you do not own. I cannot give his cell phone away because I don't own it. I borrowed it. I need to what? Return it. Tama mali. So tatanggalin po natin sa isipan natin. Ayan, Lord, ah, nagbigay na ako. Ha? Paano ko nagbigay? Eh, akin naman to. Paano ko ibibigay yung cellphone niya? Eh, kanya yan. Tama? Common sense yan eh. So technically, you are not what? Giving. You are just what? Returning. And I'll tell you the truth. No matter how much amount you return your tithe, you're not generous. I'm not generous when I return the cell phone to him. Naintindihan nyo? Later, I'll talk about generosity. So that's what you call about what? Tithing. And then let me talk about one short thing about tithe lang. Tithe is actually never about money. I want you to remove your mindset aside from tithing is not giving. It's just what? Tithing is never about money. If you focus that tithing is all about money, you miss the whole point. I'll prove to you that tithing is never about money through the scripture. When you look at the number tithe, the word called tithe, it represents what number? 10. Look, historically, how many righteous person did God ask of Abraham before he can spare Sodom and Gomorrah? How many? 10. How many plagues did God send through Pharaoh? 10. How many commandments did God send through Moses through the people? 10. How many lepers were tested? How many virgins were tested? Haven't you noticed every time when there's a test that comes out, the number 10 comes out? Yes or no? So what happens if you pass the test? What happens? Every time when there's a test that was passed, blessing or curses? Blessing. So technically, tithing is never about money, but tithing is about a what? A test. Once you pass a test, you know what will happen? Blessing will come in. In other words, listen, look up here. God tests before He bless. God tests before He bless. You want to have the blessing of God? Yes or no? Yes. You pass the test. It's never about money. Gusto mo ng prosperity, pero ayaw mo pumasa sa test. Even the Israelites, during those times, when they went to the wilderness, it took them 40 years to pass through the wilderness into the promised land. But scientists right now say it only will take them 40 days. How come? They took them 40 years. Why? Because they did not pass the test. The promise of God is for you to take. As a matter of fact, some of you are one inch away from the prosperity of God. But before you receive the promise of God, you have to pass the what? You miss the whole point if you think it's all about what? Money. Now, right now, you know the promises, you know the process. I have to become a good steward. I have to learn how to return my tithe in order for me to pass the test. This is week 4. What is the purpose of blessing? The purpose of blessing is for us to practice the word called generosity. Everybody say generosity. Who among you inside this room wants to be really blessed? Pakitaas mga kamay. The reason why God wants to bless you and me so that we can become a blessing to others. It's never about ourselves. In order for you to better understand what I mean, there was a story of a rich Arab. He was sick and dying, and then he was trying to look for a certain type of blood. And then they found it only matches here in the Philippines. And then pumunta siya dito, and then there was a volunteer who donated his blood. He was Chinese. Nandiyan na nag-match. So when he received the blood, his life was extended. He was so happy. And he sent gifts to this Chinese volunteer who donated his blood. He gave a car. He gave dollars. At the same time, he gave a gold bar. So the Chinese was really so happy. So generous of this man. And then after 6 months, his sickness went back. So he had to come back here and then get for another dose of blood. So this Chinese again willingly gave. And when he gave, he was expecting more. Since first time he gave car, dollars, and gold bar, I think this time he will give more. And then the next time, he just received what? A thank you card. And then saying, thank you for the blood that you have donated. So itong Chinese naman got so parang curious and then called. Sir, first time you gave me a car, you gave me dollars, and you gave me gold bar. And how come right now you gave me a card? Forgive me, sir, because ever since I have a blood transfusion from Chinese, I have already Chinese blood in my veins. Ika nga para sa atin dito, dapat Ilocano, di ba? Eh, pero mas matindi kami mga Chinese kaysa sa mga Ilocano. Kung kayo Ilocano, ganyan, kami naman, eh, hindi ganon. Kami Chinachani ang aming pera. Well, anyway, talking about that, Abraham is one of the person, or Abraham during those time is one of the most generous person that we can find in the Bible. How come? During the time when they had conflict with Lot, yung one of his nephew, ano po yung sinabi niya at ginawa niya? Nag-away sila, yung mga servants niya nag-away on Genesis 13:8-9. So Abraham said to Lot, "Let not have quarreling between you and me, or between your herdsman and mine, for we are brothers." So you know what did he propose out of his generosity? "It's not the whole land before you. Let's part company. If you go to the left, I will go to the, and if you go to the right, I will go to the." Imagine, ikaw, common sense, what will Lot pick? The bigger piece of land or the smaller piece of land? The bigger. So you know how generous Abram was. Not only that, during also that time when Lot was captured, prior to that, nahuli siya. Tapos, what do you call this? Abram rescued Lot. And then when he was rescued and the entire possession was taken back, you know what he did? He gave an offering to the king, Melchizedek. Let's look at that scripture again. On Hebrews 7, 1 and 2, "Then Melchizedek was king of Salem and the priest of God Most High. He made Abraham, returning from the defeat of the kings, and blessed him." He won the battle. So, anong ginawa ni Abraham? Abraham gave a what? A tenth of everything. You just imagine. During those times, there's no law that you are required to give anything back to the Lord. The law wasn't established during that time. But out of his what? Generosity. He's willing to volunteer. "Whatever I have received, I will give back 10%. And not only that, he also exercised it during the time when God promised him that he will be the father of many nations. Despite of him being barren, his wife being barren, and him being too old. You know what? When he was given a son by the name of Isaac, and God challenged him again, his heart, God put him to a what? A test. And asked of his son. And what did he do? Next scripture, please. Genesis 22:16-18, and said, "I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely what? And make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, the sand of the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their what? Enemies." Yun po. So nakita nyo, yung generosity talaga ni Abraham talagang na-exercise na. But how come nowadays, we haven't really practiced, hindi natin minanayang kay Abraham yung generosity? Right now, before I preach this message, actually this message is a 3-in-1 message. Who among you likes to drink coffee? 3-in-1, di ba? Coffee, sugar, and what? Milk. Tama ba yun? So right now, medyo fast forward lang po tayo ng konti because time is really compressed. I'll be preaching 3-in-1 message. First, I'll be giving you first the coffee. Okay? Without the milk and sugar muna. Reasons why we have a hard time what? Giving. Reason number one is because of sin problem. Everybody say sin problem. We are what? Descendants not only of Abraham, but we are also descendants of Adam and Eve. Sino sa inyo may mga anak dito? Pakitaas sa mga kamay. Anak? Ano yung first na natutunan ng mga bata na sabihin pag meron silang laruan, meron silang possession? Ano sinasabi nila? Ha? Akin to. Akin to. Ano yung mga anak natin? Alam mo, hindi Pilipino, mga Japanese yan. Akin to. Mine. They always think about I, me, and what? Myself. We have what we call as a WIFM attitude. It's not a radio program. It means say, what's in it for me? Whenever you transact a business, you don't think about how a person can benefit from you, but you always think how you can benefit from other people. Yes or no? Number one, the reason why we cannot really freely give and return is because we have a sin problem. Number two problem is this, because what we call as financial problem. Whether you like it or not, some of us, tama-tama lang ating kinikita. Tama o mali? Paglabas ng sweldo, sobra kulang. Yung totoo, sobra kulang. Kulang. Pag kulang, ano gagawin mo? Utang. Paglabas sweldo, bayad ano? Utang. Pagbayad utang, ano mangyari ulit? Kulang. Ano mangyari ulit? Utang. Di ba bayad ulang? Kulang. Then, utang. Kulang. Utang. Bayad utang. Kulang. Paikot-ikot lang. Tuwang-tuwa ka pa. Tapos, since you are in luck, sometimes we tend to bargain with God. Lord, you are understanding and a loving God. So utang na lang ha, next month na lang ha, next month. Lahat inutang mo na yung credit card mo, sinadla mo pa ATM mo, pati si Lord, utangan mo pa. Naitindihan nyo? So we have a tendency, because of financial hard-ups, we don't return freely to God what is due to Him. Amen? And the third reason why we don't return to God is because of faith problem. Everybody say faith. Because we lack faith. And the opposite word of faith is a word called what? Fear. Fear of the future. Fear of the unknown. Fear what will happen. Paano na? Let's say if I really give freely to God. Lord, paano ako makakabayad ng utang? You don't understand. You're a carpenter. And I know how to do Amat and Abacus. Diba? You don't know how to compute. Lord, naiintindihan mo ba? Pag ako nagbigay ako ng 10%, if I return 10%, negative. You know what's negative? Because out of fear, we don't return freely to God. Amen? Do you experience this? Hello? When I say hello, please say hi. So number one problem is sin problem. Number two is what? Financial problem. Number three is what? Faith problem. We lack faith. We have fear. Instead of faith ruling us, fear is ruling us. And whether you like it or not, all of us, the second part of the three-in-one is the sugar. Okay? Sugar muna. I'll teach you the process of giving. All of us inside this room, we go through the same process. Everybody say process. And if you don't go through this process, you're abnormal. Okay? Lahat tayo. Why do we return to God? First reason, the process, the reason why we want to return to God is because of a command. Stage one is command. Diba, alam naman natin na we are required. Diba, commandment yan eh, that we have to return a tenth? Yes or no? Diba, on Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. But we fail to read Malachi chapter 3, verse 8 and 9. It says on Malachi chapter 3, verse 8 and 9, will a man rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how do we rob you? In tithes and offerings. That's on verse 8. Pause. Okay? Ika nga, scripture clearly says, if we don't return our tithes and give our offerings, we are robbing from God. That's very clear. Noong nabasa ko, sabi ko, sandali lang. Mukhang di totoo yan. I don't believe that. Especially when I became a believer, di ba? Sabi ko, I surrendered my life, I gave my son, di pati pera ko, gusto pa rin niya, magtira ka naman. But the one who shared the love of God told me, God is not interested with your money, but God is interested with your heart. And God knows if He gets your money, He gets your heart. So you just need to return. And sabi ko, I don't believe that, ano, I believe that these are not the disciples who wrote this scripture. The one who wrote this scripture are Japanese. I'll prove it to you. Will a man rob God? Yet you rob me. But how do we rob you? Rob, rob, rob. Japanese ang sumulat niyan. Hindi mga disipulo yan. So it's very clear. Hello. Hello. When I say hello, you say what?
Hi.
The moment we don't return our tithes and give our offerings, we are robbing God. Naintindihan nyo? Again, tithing is not about giving. It's only what? Returning. Later, I'll talk about the offerings. And you know what will happen if you don't return? Next verse, verse 9. You are under a what? Curse. A whole nation of you because you are robbing me. Who among you wants to be cursed? Please, raise up your hands. Come on. Yeah! Yeah! I want to be cursed! Yeah! Gusto mo sumpa? Mabuhay ka sa sumpa? Yes or no? Wala! The reason why gusto mo talaga magbigay, sa totoo lang, dahil takot ka. The reason why you want to come into relationship with Christ, the first stage of coming to relationship with Christ is not because of love, because you fear that you're going to hell. Come on, come on! Huwag ka makapag-plastic. Sasabihin ko, plastic na tutunaw. Right now, first stage in giving is because of command. Sige na nga! Sige na nga! Sige, I'll give. But the next stage is called what? Blessing. The second stage, what you want to give to God, kasi may hidden agenda ka na. Ngayon, natuto ka na. Hindi bale, pag nagbigay naman, may consolation prize. Diba? I want to be blessed. Who among you wants to be blessed? Come on! On Malachi chapter 3, verse what? Again, 10. This is a famous verse. They will bring the whole tithe in the storehouse so that they may be food in my house. Test me on this and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much. Yun yun eh. The reason why we want to give because we have a hidden agenda na. At least may babalik. Tama. Una, oy, ang hirap. Pero ayaw ko naman masumpa. Sige na nga, wala naman magagawa. Pero ngayon, pag nagbibigay ka na, may hidden agenda ka na. Lord na, may nag-deposito ako. Sana naman may withdraw ako. Diba? Naintindihan nyo? Hello? Alam mo, ito lang ha. Pag hindi ka dumaan sa proseso na ito, if you don't go through this process, you're abnormal. It means that you're perfect. And if you are perfect, you come here, we'll crucify you. The last person who was perfect was crucified. First reason, the process I give because it's a command, I don't want to be cursed. Second, I have a hidden agenda because I want to be blessed. Amen? Amen? And then once you go through the process, you know what will happen? Naturally, the third stage will be what? Thanksgiving. Pag sobra-sobra ka na talaga nasanay na sa pagbibigay, nagbibigay ka na hindi na kailangan. The reason why you want to give because it's a result of your what? Thanksgiving. On a scripture, diba, sinabi niya, in everything by prayer and what? Petition with what? Thanksgiving. Philippians 4 and 6, present your request to God. So, in everything that we do, when we do something, it must be a result of our what? Thanksgiving. And if you look at the word called thanksgiving, there are two root words. Thanks and giving. Ang ibig sabihin niyan, giving must be a result of our what? Thanksgiving. Giving not must not be a result of kailangan. Giving not must not be a result kasi mabe-bless ako. No. Giving must be a result because, Lord, I'm so overflowed. I'm so overjoyed. Diba? And I just want to give it to you because you deserve more. Naintindihan nyo? Likewise, giving a gift right now. Hindi yung, nako, nagbigay sa akin, kailangan ko magbigay. You're giving out of what? Because you're just forced to. Na-experience mo yan, nagbigay sa akin ng regalo, hindi ko na-expect, kailangan magbigay ako. Or nagbibigay ka because grabing ginawa nito sa iyo, yung ibibigay mo sa kanya kulang pa. You want to give more. That should be our motivation. Amen? So right now, if you practice generosity, everybody say generosity. Generosity. You give more. And you want to be generous, yes or no?
Yes.
You have to give more than your tithe. You have to return more than your tithe. Why? When you are tithing, you are returning, you are not generous. Ulitin ko. God owns everything? If God owns everything we own? If we own nothing, we're just borrowing. If we're borrowing, we have to learn how to? If I return the cell phone of Pastor Mark, am I generous?
No.
Because I just borrowed and I just returned. The only time I can be generous is if I give him another new cell phone.
Yes.
Amen? So tithing is not about generosity. Tithing is just returning. You want to be generous? Yes or no?
Yes.
Give out of your offering. Give out of the offering, not from the tithe. That's where it all starts. Anything above 10% is generosity already. Amen? So right now, what are the benefits? 3-in-1, meron na kayong ano, coffee, meron na kayong sugar, ngayon milk. Dapat, ano ah, coffee mate. May plugging pa, eh, no? What are the benefits? This is where I will start and end the message, okay? 3 benefits of giving. Number 1 is provision. Everybody say provision.
Provision.
The good news is, once you are starting to give and be generous, provision will start come in. And good news is, it's not dependent on your bank account. It's not dependent on your salary and allowance. It depends on God's banking account. Where can you find that? On Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. It says here, and my God will meet all. Everybody say all. Wikang Tagalog, ano? All your needs according to His what? Glorious riches in Christ Jesus. The good news, He will not meet your needs according to your bank account. He will not meet your needs according to your salary. He will not meet your needs according to your allowance, to your failing business. He will meet your needs according to His glorious riches. Is God rich? Yes or no?
Yes.
So if God rich, why should you be afraid? Dapat hindi ka matakot. Amen? So this is very crucial na kailangan maunawaan natin. Kasi minsan meron tayong disconnected, dysfunction. When we pray, pero yung reaction natin very, very different. Who among you are believing God for a house? Can you please raise up of your hands? Okay. If you're believing God for a house, you have to ask yourself, how big is your house? How many bedrooms? May swimming pool ba ang wala? Gaano kalayo ang gate sa bahay? Magjijip ka ba? Magbubus ka o LRT? Nee, kailangan alamin mo yon. Tama mali. So if you're believing God for a house, sometimes when you believe God for a house, this is how you pray. Lord, please give me a house and I believe in you for a house. And then after that, you know what you do next?
Upa nga, hindi ko mabayaran, house pa.
Who am I fooling? This is the problem. The problem is what? You are the one cursing and killing your dreams. Why? Because again, you're completely you're the one opposing God's word. God's word on Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all of your
heart.
Lean not on your? No, lean not on your bank account. Lean not on your salary. Lean not on your income. Lean not on your resources. Lean not on your allowance, but lean on God. Yun yun eh. You just need God to have the faith to believe that once you obey and sow in generosity, you start giving generously. The first thing, benefit, God will give me provision. I should not be afraid. Naintindihan nyo? Kailangan, ito, kailangan maintindihan natin to eh. Na talagang, ang will talaga ni Lord is for us to what? Have what? Provision. Never that I see God rejoicing when people are suffering. Yes or no? For you to better understand what I'm trying to say, in the year 2006, I stepped out of business. I just felt that my time to do business was up. I sold all my businesses. I was in business since age 12 up to the present. I was never been employed in my entire life. So when I sold my business, my first question to God is, Lord, how can I sustain myself? In 2008, I went to Every Nation Leaders Institute. I graduated from the school to become a full-time pastor during that time. But right now, I'm not yet a full-time pastor. I'm a volunteer pastor. So, Lord, sabi ko, how can I survive? But there's one thing, an idea that comes into my mind. It's not in the scripture. But God spoke to me and told me this. Chinky, don't worry. If it's my will, it's my bill. If it's God's will, it's God's bill. God will take care of you. So truly enough, in 2008, I started a new career. I started the career of communication. I teach, I communicate, I teach in schools, offices, corporations. And to cut the long story short, right now, fast forward in 2011, as of the present, I average around 15 to 20 invitations a month. Aside from that, God gave me an opportunity with TV5, gave me a TV station, TV program, gave me a what? A radio program. And not only that, God has really increased my platform. Would you agree? So when you step out in faith and in obedience, you know what will happen? In generosity, when you obey. And during the time, let me bring you back. In 2006 to 2008, I have no income. I was living off my savings. But despite of living off my savings, I continuously to return my tithe and I continuously to ask God, where do I sow my seed? Where can I be generous despite of lack? Naintindihan nyo? And I know that God is true because once you obey and you are in faith, you know what will happen? Provision will start coming in. That's the first benefit. Aside from provision, the next P is protection. Everybody say protection. You know what will happen on Malachi 3:11? It says here, I will prevent pests from devouring your crops and the vines in your field will not cast their fruit, says the Lord Almighty. You will have the protection of God when you start to return your tithes and give your what? Offering and start to become generous. That's the promise of God. And a lot of people think this way. Akala ng mga ibang tao, when you don't return your tithes, you are saving. As a matter of fact, you're not saving. Let me tell you, you are not saving. As a matter of fact, you are losing. How many times? Diba? God clearly says, if you don't return your tithes, what are you doing? Pakiulit, what are we doing? Robbing. If we are robbing, are we under the blessing or under the curse? Hindi ka nga nag-return. All of a sudden, this is what will happen. Yung cellphone mo malalaglag. Yung sasakyan mo, masisira. Yung TV nyo, bagong-bago, pumutok, boom! Biglaan na lang, may nagkakasakit sa bahay. I thought that when we don't return our tithes, we're saying, no, we're not! Pests will devour our crops! In the end, as a matter of fact, we lose more. It happened to me personally. When I was robbing from God during that time, can you still remember LaserDisc? Natandaan niyo pa yung LaserDisc? During those times, hindi ka pwedeng makabili. You just rent 2 LaserDiscs. And during that, I was practicing tithing already. And my first time to tithe was when I made 10,000. How much is 10%? 1,000. I gave. 1,000 lang. And then, truly enough, God is faithful with His word. The following month, instead of 10,000 income, my income increased to 50,000. Magkano 10%? 5,000. Di bilang. 1, 2, 3. After 3, I develop amnesia. That was 1992. Imagine mo, laki ng perang yun, 1,000 to 5,000. So, syempre, as a Chinese again, hello, I negotiated with God, Lord, baka pwede 3,000 na lang. Tumawad ako, di ba? Alam mo na, mahilig tumawad ng mga Chinese. And then, God answered yes. How did I know that He answered yes? Silence means yes. So basically what happened, I dropped 3,000 in the offering envelope. That's my tithes. And then after that, I forgot. This is what happened. I rented 2 laser discs. I forgot it inside the car. But I failed to realize that there's a chemical reaction that happens and takes place when a sun rays hits the laser disc. When I was about to return the laser disc, the owner refused to accept it already and said, "We haven't really discovered a laser disc player just like yours. Instead of flat, it became oblong." In other words, I destroyed the laser disc. You know how much a laser disc cost during those times? 2,500. Times 2, I paid how much? 5,000. How much did I steal from God? 2,000. How much did I lose or lost? 3,000. Ever since that day, I never stole from God again. Let me tell you this. If you don't return your tithes, pests will devour your crops. But if you return, God will protect us from the pests. Amen? And then last but not the least, aside from provision, aside from protection, the last is prosperity. Everybody say prosperity.
Prosperity.
Do you know that it is the will of God for you and I to become prosperous? Yes or no?
Yes.
But this can only happen if we go through the process. What's a process? Understanding that we are stewards and we have to return our what? Tithes. And the purpose of us having excess so that we can become what? Generous to others. On Jeremiah 29 verse 11, it says here, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord Almighty. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you hope and a what? Future." It is the will of God for us to be blessed. Amen? Kaya ito yun eh. This is the exciting part eh. Once you start to become generous to others, you have to think just like a farmer. Think like a farmer. When a farmer sow his seed, pag siya nagtanim na kanyang binhi, what does he expect? What does a farmer expect? Come on. He will expect a harvest, but I haven't seen a farmer who planted the seed. Sana mamatay ka. Mamatay ka! Mamatay! Diba? Pag ikaw nagtanim, aasa ka. Tama mali. Because that's the natural progression. Kaya don't ever think, feel bad when you plant something you don't want to expect in return. Ang tawag sa'yo, plastic. A farmer, once he plants, he expect.
Yeah.
I expect what? Once I plant, Lord, I expect provision.
Mm-hmm.
I expect what? Protection. Lord, I expect what? Prosperity. Because that's your promise.
Yep.
I did not demand this from you. You gave the promise. And the promise is not made good because of the person who's going to receive the promise. The promise is made good by the one who made the promise. Ang tao, pag nangako, napapako. Tama. Pero ang Diyos, nagpapako para matupad lang ang pangako. Kaya mga kapatid, kailangan maunawaan natin to. Kasama yung prosperity. For you to better understand what I'm trying to talk about, during one time, I went to preach in a church. And then after arriving in the church, the pastor picked me up. And then when he picked me up, I saw his face. His face was so downcast. Parang pisong lukot. Imagine mo, piso na lukot pa. I mean, "Pastor, why so downcast your soul? Put your hope in God. Patsok na pa naman." And he started telling me, "You know what? Kasi, I cannot find my cell phone. I've been trying to call my other cell phone. I asked my wife to call. And then, nire-reject." "Ah," sabi ko, "Pastor, normally during that time, pag ganun, wala na yan, di na isosolid." The more he became depressed. And while during on our way to the speaking conference, and God, the Holy Spirit, talked to me and told me, "Chinky, di ba you have 2 cell phones?" Sabi ko, "So?" I don't like this conversation. And hindi mo naman masyadong ginagamit eh. "Lord, please lang naman. This is just a brand new cell phone. It's just 3 months old. I don't know. I have a cell phone before kasi that has a TV." Nakakita lang yung cell phone na may TV. I travel a lot. Especially, I go to the provinces. During those time, I went to the south. Diba, alam mo sa south, super suffer highway? Oh, during that time, kasi wala pang skyway eh. So when you go to the south, super traffic yun. Tama o mali? So parati pag dumadaan ka, parati kang traffic, stuck in traffic. As a matter of fact, one time, I bought a puppy. When I came home, because of the traffic, it became a full-grown dog. And then during the traffic, I entertain myself, I watch TV. So nanonood ako, "Lord, at saka hindi lang, itong yung cellphone na ito, unique. Hindi lang may TV, meron pa siyang MP3, tapos may recorder, may video, may microwave, ref, aircon, lahat. 10-in-1, made in China pa yun, ha?" Sabi ko, "Lord, painitin mo naman." And the Holy Spirit told me, no. "The pastor needs a cell phone more than you do." Okay. Time to practice generosity. I removed my SIM card. Tapos sabi ko, "Pastor, good news. you have a brand new cell phone. Bad news, I lost mine. I never said that. Never said that. Baka akala nyo. But do you want to know what happened? Do you want to know what happened? Yes or no?
Yes.
Strangely, everybody say strangely.
Strangely.
After 2 weeks, me and my wife, we received 2 brand new cell phones. Why? Is it because that we're good? No. Because I do believe I was in faith. I heard the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit prompted me that I need to sow my cell phone to this pastor. And some of you parang sabihin nyo, probably it's just by chance or by luck. I'll end with another story. Okay? I know I'm going to run over time. Okay lang? One more story. I just felt led. I didn't share this in the first session, but I just felt to led share this to you. As I told you, I sold my business 2006. In 2008, I just started to recover. I found a new profession. And in the year 2009 of December, me and my wife were planning to have a better car because we have an 8-year-old car, an 8-year-old Starex. And then we've been trying to do everything. Lahat talaga, we've been trying to save money. Wala, nothing is happening. And then truly enough, in December, I just felt God, the Holy Spirit telling me, Chinky, I think it's time for you to have a better car. Yes, I'm going to have a better car. You want to have a better car? Yes. In order for you to have a better car, this is what you need to do. You have to give your car away. I'll be going, huh? A wrong number. Talk to someone else, please. I'll be going, are you kidding? This is only our car. Common sense dictate, I have to sell this car so that I can have money to make a down payment for a better car. So that's what I was thinking. So I reasoned with God, and I told God, the only time that I would agree if my wife agrees, and I know my wife will not agree. I have 3 kids. It's so hard to commute with 3 kids. And I went to my wife. When I went to my wife, sabi ko, mahal, this is what God is saying. You know what my wife said? Actually, yes, I heard God also. You're into this together. Hindi niyo sinasabi sa akin, magkakunsaba kayo. To cut the long story short, it's confirmed. Ang hirap, Lord. Okay lang magbigay ng cellphone, magsasakyan. 2009. So we made the decision. By January 30 of 2010, with or without a brand new car, the car will be out. Just to give you an idea, so we called the person who we want to sow, and then they were so happy. That's another story. So to give you an idea, January is the worst month for any public speaker because January is just the start of the year. People are doing their planning. Wala pang mga events. Tama mali. But miracle of miracles, kid me not. First week of January, bookings start to come in left and right. To cut the long story short, before the end of January 30, me and our entire family, we went home with a brand new car. My question to you is this. What do you think will happen if I did not step out in faith? What do you think will happen? What do you think will happen? Do you think I will have a brand new car?
No.
What do you think will happen if I did not obey during that time the Lord and step out in faith and gave that cell phone? Do you think I will have 2 better cell phones? Let me ask you this question. Who among your students here right now? Students. Sino sa inyo medyo gipit ngayon? Yung honesty, medyo ano? Ma'am, mukha hindi ka gipit. Napakalusog mo, ha? Para magipit ka. Na yung tunay nagipit. Yung tunay. Naka-bling-bling pa yan. Nagipit yun. Bling-bling. Student. Hindi lang mukhang estudyante. Student. Are you student? High school? College. Gipit? Talagang gipit? Olika, come here. Come here. Can I borrow your mic, Pastor? What's your name, please? Step up.
Jamie po.
Jamie. Okay. Let's say, what if? No, what if lang, scenario lang. Diba you saw your classmate, tapos yung classmate mo, walang pera, and God the Holy Spirit spoke to you and told you to empty your pocket. May dala ka bang pera ngayon?
Wala po.
Okay, kunin mo yung bag mo. Hindi, parang ano eh, scenario to eh. Tunay na scenario. Magkano yung pera sa loob? 50? Yan na lang ang pinangang. Ang ganda ng bag mo, 50 lang. Alam mo, kung makita na magnanakaw yan, nako, pagagalitan ka pa, ang ganda-ganda ng bag mo, 50 lang pala pera mo. Hindi, ito lang talong. Jamie, no?
Okay.
What if God, the Holy Spirit, spoke to you and told you, you give your 50 pesos away, or you probably share half. Will you do it? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, let's say you give it to me. Kasi nangangailangan ako. Oh, gutom na ako. 30 na lang kanina, 50 yan ah.
Sabi niyo half.
Hindi, lahat na. Lahat na. Sige, thank you. Pakihawak. Hati tayo, ha, Pastor. Since Jamie obeyed in faith, you know what will happen? You know what God will do? God will not return her 50 pesos, but God will give her what? 500. Sorry mo, mami. Lugi ako, ah. Napakal na preaching na ito. Hey guys, do you realize this? Do you realize this? When God the Holy Spirit speaks to you, do not use your logic, because God is not the God of logic, but God is a God of faith. Yes. You just need to be generous. Pag kinausap ka ni Lord, I want you to sow to that man. I want you to sow to this person. If God tells you, you just need to obey. And you know what will happen? Prosperity will come in. Protection, provision, prosperity. And why should we be prosperous? I'll end with this verse. Psalms 35:27. Let those who favor my righteous cause and have pleasure in my uprightness shout for joy and be glad and say continually. What will you say continually? Let the Lord be? Why? Who takes what? In the? Of His what? God is pleased when you are being prospered. He takes pleasure. But the only time we can be prospered is when we go to the process, we understand that God owns everything. We faithfully return what is His, is tithe, and then we start to become generous by giving our offering. Amen? Why don't we all stand and let us pray? Let's bow our heads and close in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, You are a God of faith. You are a God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The same God that they have served is the same God that we have today. You are the living God. The same God that parted the Red Sea. The same God that gave manna daily, fire by night, and cloud by day. The same God that we serve. You're a God of miracle. You're a God of faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for each and every person here in this room to have the faith to believe, the faith to receive Your word. It is indeed in the heart of God to bless each and every person inside this room. He takes pleasure when we are prospered. But God cannot prosper someone who is robbing from Him. God cannot bless someone when we don't have the faith to obey and when we don't have the faith to believe His promises. This is not an issue about money, but this is an issue of faith. And if you know right now, that this is really the promise of God, you're one inch away from the blessing, you're one inch away from the prosperity and the promises, but the one that's withholding the promise is because of our lack of faith and our disobedience. Because we have sin problem, we have financial problem, we have fear problem. And if you say, Lord, starting today, forgive me if I don't continually, consistently return my tithes to You. And whenever You speak to me to give someone something, to bless someone, I'm afraid that it will be my last money. Forgive me. And if that is you, I want you right now with no one looking. No one looking, please. Please. If you're saying, Lord, forgive me. I'm repenting of my sins. Forgive me for robbing from You. And today, I will start to practice generosity. If that is you, I want you to raise both of your hands as an act of surrender. Yes. God bless you. God bless you. This is between you and God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. 5 more seconds. Never allow the devil to lie to you. Let's say it's okay. No, it's not okay. God's blessing for you is to prosper. God wants to make you the head and not the tail. He wants to make you the lender and not the borrower. Father, in the name of Jesus, You see our hands right now as an act of surrender, starting today, that we will always believe by faith. We will move in faith, that we will not look at our bank account. We will not look at our savings account. We will not look at our salary. We will not look at our commission, but we would look upon You. No matter what the bank account says, Lord, whatever is yours, we will return faithfully. 10% is not about money, it's about our test. Lord, we pray that we will pass the test. And once we pass the test, Lord, continually to speak to us. And once you speak to us, that we will just be in faith to obey. Lord, I am blessed. Everybody say, Lord, I am blessed. As you are blessed right now with God, giving right now will not be an obligation. Giving right now is not a command. Giving right now is not because out of coercion. Giving is a result of your what? Thanksgiving. Father, I just pray, Lord, that they would really experience once they give, that they will have really joy in their heart. And then once they sow, they would also expect that there will be harvest, provision, protection, and prosperity. This in Jesus' name. And everybody say a mighty what? Amen and amen.